is Wade Rath, here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Of the 210 new drugs approved by the FDA between 2010 and 2016, 96.7% were developed with support from the National Institute of Health. Having large draft animals, mules, horses, oxen, in ancient society may have created inequality. Tulane University researchers found that there are about 34% fewer pre-K seats in New Orleans than before Hurricane Katrina. They believe it's connected to the city's dramatic shift to a school system made up entirely of independent charters. In Louisiana, state funding doesn't cover the full cost of educating each student. Charter schools must weigh that expense against the chance that those students will move to another school before they enter testing grades, according to Tulane University researchers. Two-thirds of pre-kindergarten students remained at their school for kindergarten, researchers found, but only 40% stayed through third grade. That's when students take the first standardized test that largely determine a school's rating and whether it can stay open. Marriott is now the largest hotel company in the world, owning 6,400 properties with more than 12 million rooms in 126 countries and territories. There have been approximately 1,900 biographies of George Washington, more than 2,200 of Abraham Lincoln, and almost 1,200 of John F. Kennedy. As part of the tobacco settlement, companies have begun running full-page ads in newspapers like the New York Times, listing the dangers of smoking and the power of nicotine. Feminist Festival Indonesia is organizing actions and events in that country to counter harassment of women. Feminitizing Five, a New York City-based organization started by five millennial women, is organizing young women to become active in politics. Many are already expressing concern about the 2020 census because it is both underfunded and attempting to do most of the work online. The gold standard and objective nonpartisan number crunching in Congress are the Congressional Budget Office and the Joint Committee on Taxation. The Initiative on Global Markets Economic Experts Panel at the University of Chicago includes Nobel and Clark Prize winners and advisors across the political spectrum and ranks these services as nonpartisan and objective unanimously. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.